As for the first pioneers who accepted Islam from the Muhajir, the immigrants, and Ansar, supporters in Medina, and those who follow them in good deeds, Allah is well pleased with them, and they are pleased with Him. He has prepared for them gardens beneath which rivers flow, wherein they shall live forever. That is the mighty achievement. Some of the desert Arabs around you are hypocrites, and so are some of the residents of Medina, who are fanatical in their hypocrisy. You do not know them, but we know them. Soon we shall give them double punishment, then they shall be turned to the most severe chastisement. There are some who have confessed their sins. They have a mixed record of good and bad deeds. It is quite possible that Allah may turn to them in mercy, for Allah is forgiving and merciful. Take sadaqat from their wealth, so that they may thereby be cleansed and purified, and pray for them, for your prayer will give them comfort. Allah hears all and He knows all. Do they not know that Allah accepts repentance from His servants and takes their sadaqat? And surely Allah is the one who is the acceptor of repentance, the merciful. Tell them, do as you will. Allah, His Rasul, and the believers will now keep a watch over your conduct. Then you shall be brought to His court, He who knows the hidden and the open, and He will inform you of all that you have done. There are yet others whose case is held in suspense for the decision of Allah. He will either punish them or turn to them in mercy, and Allah is knowledgeable, wise. There are others who built a masjid for mischievous motives, to spread disbelief and to disunite the believers, and an outpost for one who had made war against Allah and His Rasul before. They will indeed swear that their intentions are nothing but good, but Allah declares that they are absolute liars. You should never stand to offer salah in it. Certainly, the masjid founded on piety from the very first day is more deserving that you should stand to offer salah in it. For in it, there are men who love to be purified, and Allah loves those who purify themselves. Who is a better person, he who lays the foundation of his building on piety to Allah and His good pleasure, or he who lays the foundation of his building on an undermined bank that will tumble down with him into the fire of hell? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not guide such wrongdoers. The foundation of those who so build is never free from suspicion and the shakiness in their hearts until their hearts are cut to pieces. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is knowledgeable and wise.